Our scripture for today comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 4, reading verses 5 through 12. Hear the word of the Lord. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is God who said, Let light shine out of the darkness, who has shone into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we can take and study your word. Please continue to be with us. Open our hearts, our minds, and our souls up. And may what you want to have said and understood be so, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Well, I don't know about all of you, but there is a lot of pride, a lot of conceit in the world. People thinking basically that they're hot stuff, that what they say goes, that they know what is best. There's people in power, so to speak, that think it is all them. I am doing this. My group is doing this. Aren't we just the cat's meow? And unfortunately, you see this a lot in the church. You have some speakers that think that they're just hot stuff, and that anything that they do, it's done in the name of Jesus. I want y'all to put your hands on your head, all you balding guys. I want you to put your hands on your head. I want you to pray that God will take and will give you hair. True quote. People, pastors, well, I don't know if I call them pastors, but anyhow, speakers who get up there and make all of these promises and think that they are the reason why things happen. That just because they say something in Jesus' name, that it's going to happen. I especially love, and I've talked about this before, I love prosperity preachers. I love to hear them talk, and I love to take, and I love to laugh at them. Now, don't get me wrong, any sort of speaker, you've got to have some confidence in your ability. But especially for someone that is speaking the word, you have to understand, yes, I have enough confidence that I can stand up here, that I can prepare a message, and then I can stand before a group of people, big or small, and have the confidence to relay. But I'm just a conduit. Anything that I say is just Jesus and God talking through me. I'm just a fragile, fragile vessel. So what Paul starts out by saying this, basically, you know what? The reason that I can do the things that I can do is because of the power that resides in He who said, "Let there be light." I'm just a conduit. I'm nothing. If I do anything, it's because God is taking and working through me. Then he goes on to talk about clay pots. Now, anyone that's worked with pottery knows that it is, even though it might seem to be very strong, it is actually very fragile. You drop something, a pot or whatever, what's it going to do? It's going to crumble. And that is even with the electric or gas-powered kilns that these things get fired in, that make them a little bit tough, that make them tougher than the clay pots back in Jesus' time. Those things were fragile. And yet Paul says that the glory of God is put into these clay pots. The clay pots being us. The glory of God is put into us. And then what does Paul say that we need to do? Does he say, just keep it all inside? No. He tells us that we need to take these pots and we need to crack them. Not destroy them, but let out this light. It is not something that is simply for us. We are to take and we are to shine that light out into the world. We're cracked. Let's face it. I was going to call this cracked. I was going to call this message crackpots, but that didn't quite. I didn't think that would be very nice to put out on the sign. But let's face it. We are cracked. We are imperfect. But because of those imperfections, the light gets out. It gets out into the world. It is meant to be. You and I are simply mirrors that are meant to reflect the glory of God. We are lanterns that have the glory of God within us, but we're not meant to be covered up. We're meant to be opened up, to let that light out. I'm sure everybody knows the song, "This Little Light of Mine," right? Everybody got their light? This little light of mine. What does it say? Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now, I think especially in today's world, it's tough to shine. It's tough to open up our pots and let that light shine out into the world. Because more and more I see how those of us that believe in Jesus Christ are ridiculed, are made fun of. How the heck can you believe in that? There was no Jesus. And if there was, he faked his own death. What you believe does not make sense. Well, of course it doesn't. It's meant to be that way. It's meant to be a stone that makes people stumble and a rock that makes them fall. My personal new favorite is people that get on and say, Jesus was actually a Muslim. I know, it doesn't make any sense because Jesus died 400 or 500 years before Muhammad ever did his thing. Let light, the God who says, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God and in the face of Jesus Christ. So we're supposed to shine, but it's tough. Paul acknowledges this fact. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We get beat up on, both as Christians and as human beings. We get all sorts of afflictions on us, but even though there are things pressing down on us, we are not crushed. We are perplexed many times during the day. I come across people online in real life, and I'm like, how in the heck can they say stuff like that? How can they say something that I know is the truth, is wrong, is illogical? It doesn't make sense. So we are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. When we get challenged in life, yes, you know, it does give us pause, but we that believe in Christ should not be driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Yes, things that I take in and post online, I get ridiculed, I get persecuted because of that. But I know that even then, I am not forsaken. I have not been forgotten about. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Struck down, but not destroyed. I may get knocked down, but I'm not destroyed, and I will get back up. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? We are carrying death within us. We are carrying the effects of Christ's death upon the cross within us. But because of that, we've got a light that shines out into the world. Now, in order for that light to shine, in order for our mirror to be working, our lantern to be glowing, our light to be shining, we got to get out of the way. We have to get out of the way of ourselves. We have to stop saying, oh, I don't know if I can really let this light shine. I'm afraid somebody's going to call me nasty names. Someone is going to say hurtful things to me. We carry the death so that we may shine the light. Yes, it is scary. I've said this before and I will probably say it again. It is scary doing the work of God sometimes, especially in the society that we find ourselves living into. But we've got to stop being afraid. We've got to stop hesitating. We've got to get out and see what God wants us to do. Not everybody is going to stand up in church. Not everybody is going to stand up on street corners and preach the good news. But we all can let that light shine and just see where indeed God takes us. So we've got to set the fear aside. We also have to set aside pride and arrogance. Well, you know, I'm pastor of First Christian Church of Pulaski. I'm up on a pedestal. And you all better listen to what I'm saying, because I am the pastor. It's bollocks. As I said before, it's all right to have confidence. You got to have a little bit of confidence in yourself to get past that fear. You got to have the confidence in yourself, and you got to have the confidence that Jesus is going to help you, is going to be with you. You have to have the confidence that if you crack this pot a little wider open, if you let the light out, that Jesus is going to take and he is going to do something with it. And it is going to be for his glory. Don't worry about whether you're just going to affect one person or hundreds. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you indeed let that light shine out into the world. While we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death at work in us, but life in you. I do believe it was Paul that said that he dies every day. I could be wrong, but we indeed have to take and we have to die to ourselves every day. We have to get out of the way. We have to be reborn to be the person that Jesus wants us to be every day of our lives. And that is from cradle to grave. There's been a lot of people that I have met that have been close to the end of life that are still letting their light shine. that they are affecting the people around them. I leave you with one of my favorite quotes that I've said before. Preach the word of God and Jesus, and if necessary, use words. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let he who has ears hear. Amen.